you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I, of course, am your host, Heidi, and I'm joined by the always wonderful Ariane.
Hi.
Today is a special Thanksgiving holiday episode. We are about a week away from Thanksgiving. I am super excited. I love all the food. I love everything else about Thanksgiving, like family and whatnot. Mostly the food.
They come there too, I guess.
Right, they're there. They're all there, but yeah. I just have to share the food with them all.
Right, exactly.
So I have been thinking about turkey and gravy and sweet potatoes and pie and everything, probably for about a month, I would say.
Yeah.
And I am pretty big into cooking and things like that, so I thought I would look into some of the healthy and not so healthy parts of Thanksgiving food.
Sure.
Mostly to torture myself so that I knew, you know, how many calories is in pie as I eat, you know, multiple slices, but that's okay.
This like should be everybody's cheat day.
Oh, for sure.
You're just like, okay, this counts for like 3 cheat days, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. And the leftovers too.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. There you go.
And so I want to say I'm going to be sharing some facts about some Thanksgiving food and also some healthy tips. But also I just want to say for a holiday, you know, I think you should just go for it. I think you should just enjoy your holiday food. Mm-hmm. And also on the bright side, the Thanksgiving food is actually not all that bad for you. Mostly because the star of the show, the turkey, mm-hmm. is actually, it's poultry. So it's pretty good for you.
Right, right.
So I was learning about that and I felt pretty encouraged.
Unless you like eat to the point where you're miserable, which
that's true.
I always do that. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so Thanksgiving full right now.
Oh,
can't
yeah.
Can't even move.
The turkey coma, you know, yeah. and just like all the food coma, that's just kind of part of it.
Right.
Like you all socialize beforehand and then you just all sit on the couch mm-hmm. and kind of fall asleep.
Right. But you're also like making your plate and then while you're conversing with everybody you're going back and still eating slowly.
Oh, for sure.
Slowly, and you're like, oh, wait, yeah. when did I eat so much?
Oh, it's a long meal.
Yeah, it is.
But that's okay. I think that should happen. That's just more time to talk to family,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
If family, you like friends, your family.
Yeah, exactly. Or just friends yeah. or, you know, whoever.
Exactly.
Pets, that's fine. So I'm just going to start talking about if you're thinking of maybe you want to be more health conscious about your Thanksgiving food choices, maybe structure a more healthy Thanksgiving dinner plate, mm-hmm. I just have some tips and tricks for you all. Firstly, this is one that I didn't think about, but it's actually a pretty good idea. Maybe, you know, when you get to someone's house, they have the cheese and crackers out. Mm. They have like some of like the little snacks because you're all waiting for the food
appetizers.
And just gathering around the kitchen. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. All the appetizers. And, you know, you might start to get kind of full off of that. But
right.
then you're still going to eat a whole meal afterwards.
Yeah.
So maybe instead of filling up on some of, like, the salty crackers
right.
and just, like, butter
the
and bread.
And all
oh,
that, yeah.
Maybe as opposed to that, a tip that I saw is maybe starting with, like, a healthy soup. So,
okay.
like, a vegetable soup. Something kind of light. Yeah. Like a minestrone.
See, this is why restaurants offer you soup as an mm-hmm. appetizer or salad.
Oh, yeah.
I feel
yeah.
like that's why. So yeah. you don't give
a because I feel like bowl. If you're doing that as opposed to like breadsticks or something,
yeah.
you're still going to want the other part because it's probably going to be dinner rolls,
yeah.
you know. So maybe start on something not super carby and that way you're not like all bloated by the time you get to the
go.
Actual meal.
Yeah.
So something, you know, or just like some like veggie sticks. I feel like that's always a thing. You have like some carrot sticks maybe mm. and some dipping sauce.
Or even like a veggie plate. I think that would
oh,
be nice.
Yeah, I think that's really nice. Mm-hmm. And so that might be a good way to start. And then when you're going into the actual meal and you're starting to bring your plate together, a general rule, and this is for like all meals, is to go big on the veggies. Mm-hmm. Because if you fill like 50% of your plate with like non-starchy vegetables, so like Brussels sprouts, green beans, carrots, you know, bell peppers, green salad, mm-hmm. things like that, that can really help fill up your plate and not make you feel as like food coma-ish afterwards.
Right.
Because if you're just eating starchy vegetables like sweet potatoes and mashed potatoes and right. things like that, you're just gonna feel kind of bloated.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. So I mean, and I still say go for some of those special sides, mm-hmm. but maybe think about filling up your plate more with other vegetables that aren't as starchy.
Right. Not two scoops of mashed potatoes, maybe just one.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And then maybe try the green beans, somewhere
right,
like that.
There you go.
Unless your green beans are like green bean casserole where they're just covered in cream of mushroom soup.
See, that's gross. Why would anybody do
you
that?
You don't like green bean casserole?
No.
Oh. Hmm.
Is that, see, I thought that was a Mormon dish. Sorry, Mormon people.
Oh, really?
No disrespect, but that's the only time I've ever... I'm from Utah, so mm-hmm. that's the only time I ever heard it was, like, at Mormon...
Oh.
You know.
Because my family never had green bean casserole. We would just have green beans.
Yeah.
But, like, then when I was talking to people as I got older and we were just talking about Thanksgiving, like, a lot of people have green bean casserole. It's very traditional. Like, it's on the back of the Campbell's soup... It's, like, on the... Campbell's soup can and like the little like French fried onion thingies from French's.
Weird.
It's like the recipe's on the back of the bottle, the box.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, oh, it's like a thing. And then I tried it and I was like, I like this.
Okay.
Mostly because of the onion
things.
I
have to try it.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Sounds I'm a bigger nice. Fan of the fresh green beans than the canned.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't sound that good, I will say.
Yeah,
it's a casserole.
It doesn't.
But I think it's pretty good.
Okay.
So nice. If you're like, if your vegetables are like green beans without anything on them, you know, you can get a big helping of that. But then if it's like the green bean casserole in creamy soup,
yeah,
maybe don't do that
too
many
much.
Scoops of it, you know? And if you're going to have leftovers, just spread it out throughout there the next few days.
So is it like thick soup or is it like a regular runny soup?
No, it's a thick soup. Like it's heavy, I would say. It's a heavy cream soup.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, like when you pick up the can, it's heavy.
Yeah. Okay.
Like if you need to lift some weights,
you
can do
water.
A few of those cans. Yeah. So if you're trying to stick to the smaller portion of starchy vegetables like corn, potatoes, things like that, mm-hmm. even like some winter squashes if they're like super sugary, you know, you might want to like do smaller scoops of that.
All right.
And then you can also put together like some colorful vegetable dishes. You know, you can use herbs, spices, onions, garlic, things that will flavor your food as opposed to just adding in like butter. Which will definitely flavor your food. But to put a healthier twist on it, you could try some other spices, you know, red pepper flakes, things like that.
Yeah.
That will add flavor
that
and not all the calories.
Good.
It does.
Can't
it
wait.
Does. I'm like hungry. I'm going to be really hungry after this podcast episode. You also could try a more interesting variety of vegetable dishes instead of just like a few. Because you tend to like overeat if you're just presented with like a huge variety. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to do a medley of dishes, maybe try like a healthier medley of dishes, especially if you're the one hosting Thanksgiving. I feel like you can kind of control this a little bit better,
yeah, of course.
You know, and so that might help if you have more like colorful, different dishes. I feel like sometimes at Thanksgiving, all the dishes are like brown and orange.
Yeah.
So you could try and make it a little more colorful.
Or like that white or off-white roll.
Yeah.
Or mashed
yeah.
potato kind of. Yeah.
All the gravies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically. Also, as I mentioned, turkey is the star of the show, in my opinion.
Of course.
And I love a good turkey.
Right. Unless you're like a family that does ham instead. So it's
That's
either ham
true.
Or turkey.
That is a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you do ham instead.
Yeah.
I would say in a traditional sense for turkey, if you're doing that for your Thanksgiving meal with your family, turkey is a pretty good like protein source because it's lean. It's mm-hmm. a white meat. And again, turkeys are huge. So like you're just going to get way more meat than you would on a chicken. So if you're trying to go for like a lower calorie plate this Thanksgiving, you might want to stick to like the turkey breast meat or just like white meat in general.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I'm sure we all are aware, if you eat the skin of like the chicken or the turkey, that has more calories and more fat than if you were to eat it skinless.
Even though you all know it's so good.
Oh, it's so good.
It
like
is
when you
so
get
good.
That like crispy skin.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm like trying to tell you all healthy things and then I'm like, but God, it just
but
tastes
so
I'm good.
Gonna eat.
Smeared in butter,
right? Buttering garlic or something.
I'm so into it.
Sorry.
But you know, yeah. Sorry, everyone. But that's okay. You know, like you can still you can pace yourself, you know.
Right.
If you're going to go for three plates, maybe start with like the turkey breast and then right. work your way yeah. in.
And the vegetables and then maybe second. Oh, yeah. That way you won't eat as much. Maybe there you go.
Right, because then you're not, yeah, you'll be like more full from yeah. the other healthier dishes first. See, we right. got this.
I know.
And we can do this.
For sure.
Hopefully I listen to my own advice when I actually get to the day
of. I don't think that'll happen for me.
Yeah, no, probably not. Yeah, just do what try. I say, try. Not as I do.
We can try.
Right. We can always go for the goal, you right. know?
We'll come back and let you guys know how yeah. to
win. We'll just come back just like all bloated, know, tired.
Right? Give me a week. Hi, week.
Also, if you're looking, when you're like putting proportions of protein on your plate, typically you want to go for about 3 ounces of protein. That's like the size of a deck of cards. I saw another example that was like, if you don't know what a deck of cards is, think of an iPhone 6. That is the size of a deck of cards. And I was so, like, God, wow. That's so sad.
Yeah, it is.
But, you know, whatever
makes
works.
Sense. It makes it sense.
It does.
Though, yeah,
it's roughly
it
the
is.
Same size.
It really is.
So if you need that, that's a good way to judge like proportion size when you're doing your proteins. Right. And then also for your sides, if you have a special favorite side, like you love stuffing, mm-hmm. you know, that you really don't have any other time of the year,
right.
go for it, you know, have some. But maybe you have bread rolls more often. Yeah. So maybe if you're trying to cut down on carbs, don't do the bread rolls, but go for the stuffing.
Right.
You know, still treat yourself.
Anyway?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically it's solid bread. Just, you know,
yeah,
seasoned and baked differently.
Treat yourself.
Exactly. It's a holiday. But, you know, sparingly, so yeah. you don't, like,
right, exactly.
hate yourself the next morning.
Feel like we're full of contradictions. Do this, but wait, do this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Sorry, everyone. Guys, if we're confusing.
But, also, if you're doing starchy sides, like mashed potatoes, yams, things like that, mm-hmm. you want it to be about a half a cup, which... the example of half a cup is like half of a baseball.
Yeah.
As like okay. size on your plate. Mm-hmm. So if you're like spacing out your plate, you want it to be about 50% non-starchy vegetables. And then you can have your starchy sides that you like about half a cup. And then, you know, the rest you can do like lean cuts of turkey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think also if you want to do some cranberry sauce on the side, cranberries are pretty good for you. So you could try going for that. Maybe do light gravy.
Yeah.
You know,
see,
depending.
I never really understood the concept of the cranberry sauce.
Really? I love cranberry sauce.
I don't know. I just... Oh.
I feel like I need the tart to cut the fat of the other things. You
is
know?
That what it is? Like, okay, see, I've
That's
never tried
like.
It, but every time I see it, I'm like, what's that for?
It's weird because it's just like a berry,
yeah.
you know, and you typically don't have that at dinners.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's like kind of sweet and tart.
Okay.
So it like helps with all, I mean, I think it helps with like all like the gravy fat and everything,
okay.
and like
okay.
all the butter. So if you want to think about your starchy sides that you love, you know, you can still have some, but maybe just keep it on the smaller side and go for the special mm-hmm. sides, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to waste your stomach right. on, you know, if you're not a big fan of mashed potatoes, I would say don't waste the space.
Yeah.
You know, go for what you love more.
Mm-hmm.
Pick
I
and
agree.
Choose, you know. And we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and keep talking about Thanksgiving dishes.
Still on the search of that one true love? On the limbo in this crazy world of dating, marriage, relationships? Well, listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, your one-stop podcast for everything about relationships.
Welcome back to the Health and Wellness Podcast. We are continuing to talk about Thanksgiving dishes on the healthier side, I would mm-hmm. say. Or really, how to like construct your healthier Thanksgiving plate.
Yeah,
that's
which a good way.
I would support, you know, especially if you want to avoid the bloat.
Yeah.
the next
we
day
all
bloat.
Get that.
It happens. It really does. Also, you should always wear sweatpants to Thanksgiving
That's what
meals.
I'm saying. So why do people always want to dress up fancy?
It's not worth it.
It's really not.
I feel like if you're wearing a nice outfit, you got to wear a bib or
yeah.
something.
Because you don't want to get that dirty. And then you just feel uncomfortable because the waistband is super tight.
Yeah, it's not
and
good.
And you feel weird unbuttoning the top.
Why limit yourself in this situation?
Exactly. Go comfortable, guys.
Exactly. Also, if you're going for desserts on Thanksgiving, which is one of my favorite parts because I love pie, typically most 9-inch pies are meant to be cut into 8 slices. So if your pie is only sliced into 6 slices, your portions are probably too large. So if you're trying to cut back, maybe limit some of the variety. Go for the piece of pie that you love the most. You know, if you want to go for like apple as opposed to pumpkin, or maybe like go for sweet potato or pecan, you know, like go for more of your favorites. And then if you're going for like a la mode with the ice cream, maybe that's just go one scoop, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, because really I like the ice cream with my pie, but I'm there for the pie.
Right.
You know? So I want both.
Yeah.
You know? So you can watch yourself on that. If you want to be aware, I would say again, it's like the half cup serving of the ice cream.
Yeah.
You know, to go with your pie. Also, if there are some like other little sneaky calories, as we said before, like with like the snacks, I would just say, you know, like you can try like a light soup, but also you don't have to fill up on it.
You
don't need it. Just save yourself for the main meal, you know, and then dessert as well.
Yeah, you don't have to just eat it because it's there.
You don't.
Definitely not.
I think also that's another thing that we should mention is like the self-control with food, which is very difficult.
It is.
We believe in you. You can do it.
Yes, you can.
You've probably been waiting all day for that meal, but you can wait just a little bit longer because it'll be, that turkey will taste way better than like a cracker with some hummus.
Which I was going to say, I never understood the purpose of like people when they'd be like, oh, I didn't eat anything all day just because I want to eat this. I'm like, you skip breakfast? Why would you do that?
Because you're setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah, because your eyes, like, you ever go grocery shopping on an empty stomach? You just want to buy everything. It's the same thing for Thanksgiving. It's like your stomach is so hungry and you just want to load up your plate with everything, but then you get miserable. Thanksgiving miserable.
I agree. Don't starve yourself up until dinner.
Eat a light breakfast, but eat something. A banana, some...
Right.
I don't know.
Some light snacks, you know?
Yeah.
Just to prepare yourself.
Yeah. Because then you won't take as much portions.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So along with your meal choices for Thanksgiving, I also want to talk about some other potential health risks of Thanksgiving, which I really didn't think about until I started reading up on things that people have talked about as other issues. One of the ones that I read about was actually traffic, because the day before Thanksgiving is a huge driving day.
Yeah.
So if you're going to be stuck in traffic all day, try and maybe split up your drive so that you can have like a chance to like stretch your legs and things like that.
Right.
And also be careful out there when you're driving, because people are in a rush to get to their families, and you don't want that Thanksgiving like scare
to
get into a fender bender or anything, or, you know, God forbid, something worse.
Yeah.
So just be careful when you're traveling. Another issue is, it's called holiday heart syndrome.
Wow, I've never heard of that.
I had never heard of it. So if you're overindulging in like turkey and like wine and, you know, like all the fatty mashed potatoes and everything, especially if you're older or if you're overweight, this can disrupt your regular heart rhythms, and it can lead to what is called holiday heart syndrome. And the American Heart Journal like actually did a study on this in 1978, and they showed that it is a thing. Because you can also have, there's like further strain on your heart if you digest like a massive meal.
Oh, wow.
So it's hard on your body if like, again, if you haven't eaten that much and then you just like load yourself up, it can actually be more difficult for your heart.
Oh, man.
And then also apparently cheering for a losing football team results in a 15% spike in heart attacks among men and a 27% spike among women.
Have you not watched football during Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I mean, oh, like, my gosh. The Thanksgiving football, I feel like definitely an American tradition.
Oh, yeah.
Beware of your heart, people.
Yes.
If you're going to be stressed all day about your team and then you're going to load up on carbs because you're like stressed about it.
Yeah.
Just be careful. Maybe take some breaks. Walk around. Exactly. Don't overdo it on the wine.
You know? Right.
Just be careful.
Be aware. If you're feeling like you're getting frustrated, walk away from the TV.
Yeah. Please do.
Take a
break. It's not worth it for the stress on your heart.
It's really not. It's I didn't even know that.
Yeah. It's holiday heart syndrome.
Wow.
Also, fires. More than 4,000 fires occur on Thanksgiving Day.
Yes. Because of fried turkey.
Yes. And deep fried turkeys.
Yes.
They are so good, but they cause a bunch of fires and approximately 5 deaths. like every year.
Yeah.
And 60 injuries every year and the destruction of about 900 homes. That's like $15 million in property damage. Yeah, that's insane.
You got to be careful. I used to, so my previous job when I worked at a warehouse, mm-hmm. they gave us turkeys every year for our families, oh, which nice. Is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And we would always have to watch a turkey safety video before like the day or the week before they provided our turkeys because of this statistic about people burning down their homes because of unsafe deep frying their turkeys.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
I mean, but deep fried turkey is delicious.
It is. Like, if you're going to eat a deep fried turkey, don't expect to eat a regular baked turkey after that because you're going to be like, it's not the same.
Yeah. But also, I mean, there's like the deep fryer where you do like the garbage can deep fry where you put into a... Yeah, just be careful.
Yeah, just don't do it in your house. They recommend doing it like in your garage with the door open, just
for a backyard, ventilation. Something like that, driveway.
Exactly.
Just be careful. Don't do like a really janky like frying rig.
Yeah,
you know, it's not worth it.
It's really
just
not.
Be careful.
Study and learn how to do it properly.
Have if you're a fire do that. Extinguisher nearby.
Always, seriously though.
Yeah. Ariane's seen the safety video.
Yeah, I did. It's horrible.
Be careful. Also, if you're considered, if you're thinking about other food safety, Americans will consume roughly 51 million turkeys on Thanksgiving. Wow. But also, you have to be careful if the bird is not really fresh or properly cooked, because many of them can have the risk of salmonella.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure you cook to an internal temperature of 165 degrees. And so really the best way to avoid poisoning is just to take the temperature of your bird.
Right.
Which also you should anyway, to make sure you're not overcooking it.
Right.
Because no one wants dry turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to make sure you're measuring. It's about 165 degrees if you're going to measure like the thigh of the turkey, and you want to make sure your thermometer is not touching the bone. And then I believe if you're going for the breast, it's 150 degrees for that. Right. Again, when you're not touching the bone. So go into the thickest part of the meat and don't touch bone, because that'll throw off your temperature.
Right.
So have a good meat thermometer nearby. Also for your pets, you may want to feed them turkey, but please be aware that turkey bones will splinter and they can potentially choke your beloved cats or dogs.
Yeah.
So please be aware, because they're kind of small bones and they are pretty, especially after you've like cooked the turkey, they can break pretty easily.
Yeah, they can.
Don't, you know, maybe you crack the wishbone for fun. Don't give it to your dog.
Yeah.
Because that can get stuck in their throat. You know, it's not good. And if you've seen a dog eat, they're not like dainty, you know,
right.
They're just like wolf it down.
Exactly.
Like they're not like trying to pick around the bone.
Right. They're like, it's there. I'm going to eat it.
Exactly. I'm going to eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
So please be aware. Also, keep your dogs away from dishes that contain onions, leeks, or garlic, because they can cause damage to, apparently, to canine red blood cells.
Wow.
Also, raisins, grapes can cause kidney failure. And chocolate, especially like really large amounts of dark chocolate, can actually lead to serious gastrointestinal symptoms and potentially even death in dogs. So please be aware. So just watch your pets and make sure nothing risky happens.
Right.
If I just wanted to briefly mention, one of my favorite sides on Thanksgiving is cranberry sauce, which is weird. It's a berry.
She's going to teach me about this, guys, because I don't know the point of it.
Right. Like, and I actually feel like many people don't really think about it, you know?
Yeah.
Which is fine. And it's like, it's a strange, it's like a fruit, you know?
Yeah.
But at your dinner table next to your meat.
Yeah.
It's strange. So I'll just enlighten all of you. So you can make homemade cranberry sauce. You can also buy like the canned cranberry sauce.
Is there a big difference?
Actually, if you're thinking about general health benefits, you will always have more control if you're making it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're getting it from a can, it's actually pretty equal in health benefits.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, like, I feel like that's like the classic, like, cranberry sauce where it's in a can and then you, like, plop it out of the can and it's, like, this, the shape of the can.
Of the can.
Like,
yeah.
Jell-O. Yeah. So some people go for that. I'm a bigger fan of homemade cranberry sauce because I like to see the berry in it.
Okay.
Because I'm just fancy and, you know, posh or whatever. But if you're getting the can, it's still just as good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You just might be aware of like sugar content. There might just be more sugar in that, you know, or depending on how you make your homemade, you might have more sugar in that,
yeah,
you know?
True.
I actually asked my mom, I was like, what's your like cranberry sauce recipe? Like I want to make it. I had like a Friendsgiving get together.
Oh yeah.
And she's like, oh, I just use the one on the back of the cranberry bag. And like all of my like dreams of like family, like traditional recipe was just right. gone. And I'm like, on the back of the ocean spray bag, huh?
Appreciate it. You can be original.
Right. I'm like, oh, well, that's easy, I guess.
Oh, man.
So cranberry sauce is actually higher in calories than fresh cranberry. Mm. I mean, which makes sense because you're cooking it with like sugar and things and like stuff, that.
Yeah.
But it still contains several nutrients and it can support your overall health and it can actually potentially protect you from other health problems.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of experts say that cranberries contain a unique bioactive compound, which is capable of fending off like a lot of ailments. It can protect against infections and cranberries are kind of tart. And they can actually keep inflammation and other things from affecting your body. And they're even good for cardiovascular disease.
Yeah.
Which I did not know.
I do know that they help with, cleaning out your system. Like, specifically, like, the urinary tract.
Yeah.
So, if you think that you might have a urinary tract infection, UTI, then drink some cranberry juice because it helps with that.
Yeah, and drink like the pure cranberry juice, not like cranberry juice cocktail.
Yeah, no.
You know, because that's full of sugar and you'll have to drink way more of that to have the same benefits.
And it doesn't help as fast.
No, it does
not. But yeah, benefits on benefits.
Yeah, very true. So if you want to either drink your cranberry benefits or, eat them. So we're going to take another break and then we're going to come back and keep talking about cranberries.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the Health and Wellness Podcast, Thanksgiving edition. We are continuing to talk about cranberry sauce and some of the benefits of cranberries. So, as we've mentioned, cranberries can help with UTIs and urinary tract infections. The cranberry itself and the health benefits that it has are associated with a class of antioxidants called polyphenols.
Oh, wow.
Which is, that's a fancy word for the vitamins that they have. And that shows that the bioactive compounds in cranberries can help improve your health. The polyphenols found in cranberries, they're what promote a healthy urinary tract. Mm-hmm. And they have expert protective benefits for cardiovascular disease and other chronic conditions. Apparently the polyphenols are in a rare, a subtype of other, I guess, polyphenols.
Mm-hmm.
And they contain B-type, proanthocyanidin. Yep.
Yep, that's that it. Word. Yep. Be and confident what it is.
There we go. So most berries are in that category, but cranberries are rich in A-type proanthocyanidin. Never ask me to pronounce your name.
Great.
Like, if you ever send something in, you're like, oh, read my name on air or something like that. I hope your name is easy.
We need easy phonetics. Okay, guys.
I should just write out all these words, phonetically.
I know, right?
Researchers believe that the anti-adhesive capacity of the polyphenol is the reason cranberries can help clear and protect against urinary tract infections.
Nice. Okay, I didn't know that.
Also, apparently, UTIs affect 15 million women in the U.S. each year.
Yeah, they're not uncommon.
Yeah. So, I mean, don't be embarrassed if that happens.
Yeah.
Just grab some cranberry juice. Also, yeah. If you're just going to buy, like, the, like, little pills to help with it, usually it actually is, like, a cranberry-related pill.
Yeah, yeah.
So you might as well just drink it, too.
Right.
You
know? And it's not, like, a situation or an infection where you should feel, like, super insecure because, like, not drinking a lot of water can cause a urinary tract infection. So it's just a lot of random things. It's not that you're, you know, you don't bathe or anything that. It's just they come about.
Right. And they're very common.
Mm-hmm.
So take care of yourself out there.
Yeah.
Also, they cranberries have other factors that can help protect against heart attacks and potentially strokes. They can limit blood pressure and cholesterol. And they're also, they have an antioxidant capacity, which can keep away plaque formation, atherogenesis, oxidative stress, and other adverse processes related to cardiovascular disease.
That's awesome.
Which, these are like powerhouse little fruits. They can also help with a lot of other factors. They can reduce arterial stiffness. And even sweetened cranberries can be relatively low in sugar. And that's why they're pretty good, even if they're fresh, frozen, dried, boiled, pressed, etc. They all can help in, they all have these benefits.
Yeah.
And they also were all like fruits. So they're still good for you.
Nice.
You know, like as opposed to eating raisins, you could eat cranberries.
Right, right. That's amazing. Because I thought that like if you prepare certain fruits or vegetables a certain way, they lose the value of what's important, like the healthiness about them. So that's awesome that these don't seem like they do.
Yeah, yeah. And I know that's also part of the debate of like raw food versus cooked food,
right.
You know, which I feel like a lot of times in order for humans to receive the benefits of food, you actually have to cook them sometimes.
Yeah.
But cranberries, they can be good in a lot of different forms.
Mm-hmm.
So highly suggest. Also, cranberries can have a lot of fiber, which is good for you. About a half of cup of cranberry sauce contains about a gram of fiber. And if you increase your fiber intake, it can help with a lot of like bowel related issues. It can also promote healthy cholesterol levels, and it can reduce your risk of heart disease. Women should aim for about 21 to 25 grams of fiber each day, and men need about 30 to 38 grams. So very healthy.
Yes.
Also, cranberries have a lot of vitamin C, which comes in a lot of fruits and a lot of berries.
Yes, it does.
And vitamin C can help your immune system work effectively. It can prevent illness. It also apparently aids in wound healing and can protect the health of your gums and teeth. About a half a cup of cranberry sauce contributes 4% of your daily vitamin C needs.
Nice.
It's pretty good.
I also feel like vitamin C.
Yeah. Oh, it's very important, especially if you're eating, you know, Thanksgiving around like cold season.
Yeah.
You know, you need the vitamin C.
I like vitamin C because I have children in grade school.
Oh, so, yeah.
Like walking petri dishes. I know. They're so nasty.
Yeah.
Not intentionally, but still.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, stay away from me. You probably caught something.
I mean, they're around a lot of kids.
Yeah.
It's everywhere in there. So you should eat some cranberry sauce. Get the vitamin C.
I'm going to have to try it.
Yep. I mean, I like it. Also, I really like cranberry sauce. So eating like a half a cup of cranberry sauce with like my turkey and things like that is not difficult for me.
Oh, okay.
But I know most people like don't eat that much, but you know,
yeah,
that's okay. Try and go for as much as you can. Also, while most like commercial cranberry sauce is pretty high in calories, it's actually pretty low in fat, which is good. And it's about 1 gram of fat per half cup. Typically, a diet that is low in fat can help protect you from weight gain, heart disease, and diabetes. So it's like pretty good if maybe like you could switch it out for like another, maybe you're deciding that you're not going to do gravy, you know?
Yeah.
Because gravy is a bunch of like butter and flour.
Yeah.
You could try cranberry sauce instead.
Okay.
You might like it. Also, finally, cranberries are a good source of antioxidants.
Yes,
and that's like plant compounds that protect you from free radical damage that can occur with exposure to environmental toxins. So if you like want to get the benefits of like the antioxidants in cranberry sauce and whatnot, a diet rich in antioxidants can protect you from developing cancer, heart disease, and it comes from both the whole berry and also like jellied cranberry sauce, like the canned jello variety, as I've said. And also, like, I would say generally, even if you want to eat cranberry sauce Thanksgiving, you can also eat it year-round.
Yeah,
you could serve it with like chicken or something.
Yeah, it's not just a holiday thing. I was just going to say that. I don't think it should be a holiday thing just for the sake of it. Just because it's like a tradition in a lot of American households.
Yeah. I mean, you can have all, I mean, obviously you can have all of these meals at any time during the year.
True, true.
But, you know, if you like are like inspired by cranberries, you can try them all year round. Mm-hmm. Highly suggest.
I would.
I mean, I'll be eating them.
Yeah, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it. I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah, let me know. I'll if you come back and be like, oh man, I hated it, then I'm finished. Well.
Then we'll just not talk about it.
Yeah, we don't have to. I'll just let that go.
Like, no, it wasn't great.
And then I'll just know. That's fine.
There we go.
Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope you tune in to our next health and wellness podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.